Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
First up, mom, dad, skip this one. Just don't even listen to it. Actually, if you're related to us at all, you don't want to hear about our sex life, just skip it. So you were talking about a sex dream you had. Are pregnancy sex dreams like a thing?
They are a thing. They are absolutely a thing. This is something that pregnant women do not talk about. But doctors know that this happens. And having gone through it before, I knew that this was coming.
Like, was I in it, though?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember
general,
if you were in it.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
My bladder is about the size of a tangerine.
Mm-hmm.
And not even
was
a tangerine.
That, like, the sex part?
No.
You were just thinking.
But it has to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like, the only part that's the sex part is that I woke up and had to pee really bad, but I thought that I was, like, having an orgasm.
Oh, I see. So it was a urine-induced sex dream.
It was, no. Because I had to pee so bad.
Wow.
Yeah, and because I am on pelvic rest, and so I have, when was I diagnosed with a short cervix?
Yeah, means you haven't been able to have an orgasm in months.
Months. I'm like, the doctor has told me if I have an orgasm that it will be a very, very bad thing because it could put me into labor.
Welcome to Baby Steps. You're here listening to the sex episode. And we've got very special guests here. We've got Lauren and Jeremy of the Wild Till 9 podcast.
They called in backup.
Oh my God. Also, like that whole intro, my jaw's been on the floor since the first moment of that story.
This is why we brought in Lauren and Jeremy, yeah. Everybody.
So,
because we love them to death and because I know you're going to have questions.
Ariel, as a short cervix, we're trying to keep the baby in there. And so once we found that out, sex has been banned.
Sex is
from
banned.
Our household.
For 9 months?
Well,
not a full 9 months. I mean, we found out that I had a short cervix. It was how far along were we? Maybe.
And not just.
Oh, it was the 20-week scan. So you get a big ultrasound at 20
you guys
weeks.
Are looking at us terrified. And yeah.
Yeah,
I know.
For the audio only listeners,
it's been rough.
They're missing something.
I know, our faces right now.
I'm having to pick my jaw up, put it back.
Yes, so halfway into your pregnancy, you get a big ultrasound where they spend like an hour looking at every part of the baby. And, you know, they look at the brain and they look at the heart and you really get to see, that's when you get all the pictures and everything. It's a really, really big deal. But they also found out at that point that I had a short cervix. And so the cervix is like the part that holds the baby in. And it's also the part that when you go into labor, it stretches like a rubber band. And that's when people say that you're 10 centimeters dilated.
Oh,
it's your cervix. That right now it's about, well, in a normal pregnant woman, it's about 5 centimeters. And it's holding the baby in there between your uterus and your vagina.
So the doctor says if you have an orgasm, the baby might come early.
So it sounds like it's not that you can't have sex, you just can't have good sex.
Yeah, I guess that is technically what it means.
Ned's good to go.
Ned's good, Ned's fine. That's another thing is that male semen, so.
Wait, what? I didn't know this.
Yeah, there's like lubricating properties in it.
So it's about orgasm and it's also about penetration and then it's also about my semen?
Yep. You can have a real, real nice case of blue balls. That sounds like the best option right now that we have.
The best option?
I mean, opposed to having a baby by accident.
This sounds like a sentence they should impose on people that did something wrong.
I know.
Like, well, that's Wow.
I mean, there are many options other than penetration, obviously.
Right.
So
very creative.
We've been getting creative.
But we can't get that creative because you're not allowed to have an orgasm.
That's right.
And it's, I mean, you know, I mean, if it's been a while, like it starts getting a little
gust of wind goes by and you're like, woo!
It's true. Yeah. It's so, true. Like something blows my skirt and I'm like, woo!
Okay. So now Ariel's been having these dreams
where
it starts to be like a sex dream.
Okay, well, actually, okay, the way it goes, I know physically exactly how this is happening because, so right now I have like double the blood in my body because just to like feed the baby and make sure that everything's going.
So that means everything's a lot more sensitive.
And my bladder is the size of a small plum. And so if I don't like empty my bladder all the time, then and everything is connected down there. And so I have to pee really bad. Plus it's really sensitive. So in the middle of the night, my body's like, oh, okay, this is interesting. And like, I haven't had an orgasm in weeks. And so... So my body's like, okay, well, maybe. And then I wake up and I'm like, no, I can't, don't do it.
So you're not allowed to have an orgasm for another...
6 weeks.
6 weeks?
Six weeks. Which actually, you're looking at me like that right now, but I think I can do 6 weeks. At this point, I'm like, we got 6 weeks to go, and then we're fine.
But once 6 weeks hits... We'll be doing home induction.
Right, so at 5 weeks and 6 days.
Even if she's not going into labor, once she's allowed to go into labor.
Right. Send that in.
Then, you know.
Literally.
Right.
Just
exactly.
Dose and Ned Fulmer.
You know, I hear a semen has certain properties of labor inducing.
Right, right. I mean, you know, the idea is to keep him in there as long as possible.
For 40 weeks?
You know, like he's supposed to stay in there until 40 weeks. We're just saying 36 weeks because that's when Wes was born.
Right, Wes was early.
And that's probably when I'll be going into labor anyway. And, you know, if it's about the same time that we just can't stand it anymore, then, you know, for sure, hon.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Wait, so this is not something you guys had last time?
Then. No, this is not a you know standard pregnancy situation.
Got it.
Pelvic rest is fairly common.
Yeah, fairly common.
Yeah.
And is there a way for us to find out before hand whether you're going to have that or not? Or is that just a...
Nope.
You mean like take a tongue swab? I don't think so.
It's mystery box.
No, it's a mystery box.
You'll find out.
I gotta ask, that sucks.
That sucks. It does suck. Yeah. It does. But, you know, we're getting creative.
That's care love. To elaborate? That is love right there.
If
I was on an orgasm strike, I would be like, babe, we're in this together. This is half yours.
Oh,
we're on
that's.
Orgasm strike together.
That's rough.
It's.
That's rough. I got a really nice shoulder massage last night. I'm like, that was great.
No orgasm needed. That's not an orgasm.
But, you know, for a pregnant
if
woman.
If you're not allowed to, is about as close as you can get.
It's about as close as you're going
to
get.
Well, okay. So question then. Mm-hmm. In comparison to the first pregnancy, how often are you, I mean, I hear that women get way more horny.
Yeah. Some can.
Every woman
is different.
If your genitals are flush with blood, makes everything a lot more sensitive.
It does.
So that's where the like pregnancy leads to added horniness comes from.
Because it's just that actually, so many, like a lot of people think that pregnant women, it's sex is sort of off limits just because they're pregnant, you know? And there are actually some men who think that like, if you do have penetrative sex, that like
you're gonna poke the baby.
No,
I mean, that's
you know
like
who?
Yahoo Answers.
Seth Rogen. What movie is that? When they're having sex and she's pregnant and
he's
like,
hurt the baby.
I feel like I'm poking the baby in the head, and I feel like
it's a myth. Yeah. It's a myth. That's such a myth.
Like, I mean, it's not a myth in terms of how you think about it. There have definitely been one or two times where I'm like, oh, I hope I'm not poking the baby in the head. You know, you got
to
tell yourself.
To be fair, Wes turned out fine.
Right. Yeah. So even if you are, like,
Mom, you can log off now.
But I would actually say, so that is a myth. There's plenty of space in between where the baby is, and there's the cervix. Guess what? Mm-hmm. Like what we were talking about before, that like 5 inches of, you know, so what you're actually probably hitting is the cervix.
Right.
But sex actually for a woman during pregnancy is way better. Way better. Because you're way more sensitive. There's like a 150% chance that you will have a good orgasm just because of the like the blood flow down there.
Works 150% of the time, every time.
You can't wait.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun. And also, I mean, there's the whole like sexy part of conceiving. I mean,
let's walk that back.
That's, sure.
I am so, that is such a foreign concept.
Well, because like I feel like you spend all of your teen years and early 20s mm-hmm. until you want a baby being
trying
like
not.
Trying not to
right.
conceive.
Well, you yeah. guys are probably right now in your sex life like,
that's,
would probably rather not the, have a baby.
Yeah, that's the thing we're not going for. And I feel like I have, what was my, how did I put it? I wore two condoms and cut.
Oh yeah, so Jeremy's thing is that when he was single and going through his like little hoe phase is that he would wear two condoms and come in the next zip code to be super safe.
Yeah.
And also just like a general note, I'm pretty sure it's actually less safe to wear two condoms.
Absolutely.
He didn't actually wear two condoms, but like the level of
FYI
safety precautions
being very safe.
That was going
on.
So just one condom. We actually were watching a show last night and he was filling the condom with water afterwards to make sure there's no holes in it. I had never seen that before.
I've never even considered that.
Right.
I'm aware of it as like a funny
thing?
Like water balloon prank type of thing, but
no,
not
this
as
was
like a
this was like a
you know quality
situation.
Control
what
yes. are you doing
your
time
yet?
Thing.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
So that's a foreign concept to
yeah.
me. Yeah. Yeah.
So after
trying to have a baby.
Right. So when you're conceiving, yeah. do you like lay there and just stay horizontal for a little bit to increase
or like
chances
flip up on your head
or, yeah,
or
go
something?
Upside down
yeah,
like what's
do you
what's
hold
the,
ankles how does yeah. it work post sex
I mean we've certainly considered it before
yeah
but no
I think that's a myth
that's a myth that's a myth
we can Google it but I'm pretty sure that one is like
okay
doesn't,
so
doesn't actually
okay
help.
So
yeah.
so the way that like conceiving works is when you finally
when a man
decide
and a woman love
let
each other
me let
much.
Me just tell you about how okay honey the way yeah when a man and a woman love each other very very much sometimes no okay
I'm not, that was my sex talk with my mother. I don't know when I found out about sex that was the talk.
We actually on You Can Sit With Us, I talked about how my parents gave me the sex talk, which was they just handed me Clan
a book?
Of the Cave Bear. Have you guys ever? Nope.
The,
okay.
The
We're
what?
Not going to go into
okay,
that.
Okay. No, but I yeah, listened like a, to like a... the last episode of You Can Sit With Us, and I'm
smutty
very
YA
intrigued.
It's my Ooh. Smutty YA novel. I know.
But okay, after you said, though, that there's just grunting in the movie, because I was like, oh, maybe I'll watch the movie instead of the book edition. Mm-hmm. But when you said there's no dialogue and they're just grunting at each other, I was like, I don't know. Maybe.
Who do you think those voiceover actors were?
Like, it's pretty good.
That's what I pictured.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyways, okay, so when
so,
you conceive.
Okay, so when you want to have a baby, you have to like track your schedule. But if you have a little bit of time and you don't actually need to track your schedule, that's something that Rachel and I were talking about. The best way to conceive a baby is just to have sex every day. Every single day. Just make sure that there is plenty of like just plenty of semen
going in
there.
You're shooting your shot, literally.
You're just making sure that like that the softballs are just
you know,
going. You
this
know?
Is a situation where more chefs in the kitchen helps you make a meat roast.
I'm sorry, a meat roast.
Yeah, that one translates.
but it's I would say conceiving and like when you're first dating, those are like the two times when you're having sex the most in your relationship. You're just like super infatuated.
Right.
Or you're just like
Or you just feel just a,
trying to make
a deep fear. Responsibility to get it done.
To propagate the human race, sure, yeah.
To populate the human race.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So I'm 27, Jeremy's 28. My mom on my birthday every year reminds me that my eggs are dying every single year. And so in her defense, she is very transparent in that she wants a grandchild for her own selfish enjoyment. You know what I mean? Like, she wants a grandchild to be a grandparent. It's not necessarily that she thinks that, like,
all grandparents feel
our lifestyle is, you know, at the right time and place.
Not even remotely conducive.
No. So she's very transparent that it's for her and not for us. But yeah, she would. She always told me that she, okay, like, not actually. Mom, if you're listening, I know this is not serious and I'm not damaged by it. But she said, you have kids to have grandkids.
You know, at this point in like your mom's life, that is probably how she feels. She's like, where is that little smush?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I also think that their generation to a degree was a little bit more of, oh, well, you can afford it. You have the means to do it. So now's a good time. Right. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, the second that I told my parents that I was pregnant, they did not pressure us at all. They didn't even pressure us to get married. They were like, are you sure you're ready to get married? Are you sure you're ready to have a kid? Right. Really? You? Oh, God. But like the second that I told them that I was pregnant, they turned into completely different people. They were like, baby.
Yeah, no, I think my parents were born to be grandparents.
I mean, I think my mom would be very excited, but also like I was adopted. So I feel like she's very much more on like the careful side of whenever you're ready, there's no rush.
No pressure from Donna.
Yeah, no pressure from Donna.
Gail, on the other hand, is
Donna
and Gail.
Yeah.
Donna and Gail.
Ours are Susan and Kathy.
Wow.
Kathy.
Sounds like a talk show.
They would have one hell of a book club.
Right.
They would have, Donna, Gail, Susan, and Kathy.
I can just see who brought the rosé tonight?
It would have been my mom.
Right.
Always.
So what is the biggest difference, and this is a vague question, and answer it as descriptive or as vague as you'd like, what's the biggest difference between pregnancy 1 and 2?
Oh, good question.
Besides no orgasms,
yeah. Right.
From the like sex life perspective?
From sex life, but also something bigger as well. Like obviously to a degree, I think the sex life perspective is almost kind of defined by the fact that you've got a short cervix. So that kind of just says back rubs.
That's a big one.
Ned, head on over there with that. but just from the first to second, what's the biggest change and shift that you feel like is so present?
I feel a lot more comfortable with this one.
Comfortable?
Yeah,
Yeah, we're like excited and ready for it.
Yeah.
Whereas the first one, you're excited, but you don't feel ready. And you're a little nervous about what's going to happen because you know it's going to be the biggest life change ever. And like, I think the second one, who knows? Maybe I don't even know what I'm in for, but I'm like,
you don't remember.
How much more difficult can it be? Like, how different? But maybe our producer Rachel, who has twins, is like, you don't know what you're
doing. I can't understand.
Wait for them to run this clip back. How difficult could it be? And then just tornado
chaos
going through the living room.
Yeah,
but like, we've already made all of the lifestyle adjustments that you're considering and thinking, like, well, that's gonna be difficult, and it is, but here we are.
We've already seen how it is different. Because when we went to conceive the second one, we could not have sex every day. Mm. It's not possible with a toddler.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it took longer this time.
Oh, that's a big thing.
Wait,
sex after.
I have a digression, and it's so important that we get to it right now before I forget.
You got it.
Sex with the baby in the room. Mm. Allowed?
That is something that we argued about when we first had Wes.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it then.
Because when you have a newborn, the recommendation is that you is that the newborn sleeps with you for 6 months.
Oh, and in the bed?
Well, usually in like room. A bassinet. Yeah, just
in the bed.
Just like in the room. Yeah. I mean, different people are different. A lot of people do sleep with them in the bed. We had them in a bassinet. Yeah. You know,
Lauren would kick like way too hard to have the child in the bed.
I would. That thing would be dead.
So especially, especially with like a fresh newborn. Like they can't move over or anything like that. So it's safer to have them in like a bassinet.
Right.
But to each his own. And so I remember. So for the first 6 weeks after labor, you don't really have doctor's approval to have sex yet because you're still healing, and you know there's been a fair amount of trauma down there, and so for the first 6 weeks you're really not allowed to do anything. But yeah. Then
you might have like stitches or you right. know.
So you're healing. But then we went to our 6 week doctor's appointment, and my doctor gave us the go ahead.
She'd be like. Green light, baby.
And I swear,
go
Ned,
for it, kids.
Ned was like a football player. He was like, yes!
Let's do this.
You hear the cheering.
Yeah.
She yeah. said yes.
Just like, excuse me for a second. And is 6 weeks the same for a natural C-section? Is it all?
It really depends. You know, okay. it's like we got a clean bill of health from our doctor
pretty
at 6
similar,
weeks.
But maybe there might know. Be it. Situations where there's like a longer healing time.
Right.
Yeah, or like, you know,
if it's like a very complex surgery.
Our favorite word.
A little situational.
Mm-hmm. Situational, yeah.
But generally 6 weeks.
Ned was back in the game. Starting five right mm-hmm. there.
Yep, mm-hmm. yeah.
And Ned was all starting five.
And so, yeah. you know, here we are. We go home with our you know, 6 week old baby, and we put him to sleep in his little bassinet, and Ned sort of turns to me, and I'm
so it's go time.
Interested in the
right?
Errol comes back. Ned's in lingerie, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm sort of looking at him like, but
the baby
is right there. He could wake up at any second.
I was wondering who's going to be on which side of this.
Wait, okay, wait. So is it you don't want to wake the baby up because you're happy that they're sleeping, or you don't want to make eye contact by accident with the baby and have it just be like?
Well, if you make eye contact, you got to get rid of the baby.
Okay, it's gotta go. It's gotta go.
When you guys first got your dog,
uh huh.
Did you want to have sex in front of your dog?
So he sleeps in a crate with a blanket over top. He's like a very like den animal. So he's in the room, but he's...
So sex is usually after crate time?
Yeah. So Moose goes into
we
his
do
crate.
That sometimes, but sometimes it's the dog is on the bed and now it can be a real issue.
Oh my God. No, literally issue. If Moose licked Jeremy's butt by accident, it'd be over. Game over.
I have to leave.
He'd have to move out. Yeah.
Somebody's
out.
So I'd have
somebody's
to leave.
Out. Somebody's got to go. Yeah. So we just don't even take any chances with that. So Moose goes into his crate. We tuck him in. And
we turn Philips Hue lights yeah. on, and
we used to be like that too. We used to be like that too, where we would put Bean in his crate,
right?
And we were like, all right, he's safe, we're safe. But now, I mean, things are a little bit different, and you know, you can't always say like, go in your crate, Bean. Mm-hmm. Sometimes he's just laying on the bed, and it's like, all right, we have 10 minutes, let's do this.
We've started having sex a lot earlier in the evening because like you don't have the energy to. Like once 9:30 rolls around, you're really tired.
Yeah, until 9, we get it.
Yeah, until nine.
Then Ned's like, you know, like, eh? It kind of becomes like a, and I'm kind of like,
yeah. Yeah.
So it sounds like after this shortage that we've been going through the last maybe uh-huh. 5, 10, 6 weeks, uh-huh. by the time you're on the other side of it, however, this might be different.
We'll see. I mean, my body will be different too. Like things will be different. So it's really just about how we feel.
Yeah.
The situation.
I don't know if I can have sex with my kid in the room.
I don't think I can either. I don't know.
It was really, really difficult for me. I don't even remember.
What are you guys talking about? He sleeps through so much.
He does. Newborns sleep through everything.
Plus, like if he wakes up, you're going to stop.
Right. And that's so Ariel has to be like, Ned, give the boob back. It's time for Wes. Yeah. Wes's time. Share the boob.
These do not belong
that,
to you right
that
now.
That was hard for me.
Yeah,
got it.
To it's
realize
to share.
The boobies are no longer, mm-hmm. no longer, you know, a
they're
thing for the two of you.
Kind of off limits.
Yeah.
They're, once you're
they're very tender.
Right.
They're actually functional.
Very
I've never
functional.
Thought about that.
It's equipment.
It's rough.
Yeah, equipment.
They're now equipment. Functional equipment.
Right.
And like generally, if you touch them, they it's start like, to ow. Function. You know?
It's the on button.
That's going to be difficult.
It's pretty difficult.
That's going to be difficult.
Yeah. But they are way bigger.
Well, so less you know, difficult.
The starting point that we're working with over here is like, I just don't know if I like, I think, I don't know.
Well, you know, just whatever, whatever, wherever you're at in the boob department, they do get bigger.
I would say about double.
That could be a bad thing, right, many women.
But. I just feel like, I think you would be sad once the pregnancy's over and they go back down to normal.
Well, also,
I was really sad, too. Yeah. I think we all sort of mourned.
Do you have a ceremony or how does it work?
Yeah. I see.
We all wrote down something that
that you enjoyed about the time together.
Yeah, something that we loved about the boobies.
In fact, they're off limits when they're larger, too. That's tough.
That's tough.
It's kind of a... Yeah. Like a double-edged.
So we talked about the sex, during pregnancy, the sex after pregnancy, you know. But like, there's a whole different like level to sex when you have a kid or when you're like, you know, with the breastfeeding and all the stuff that you've been through. It's like it's so much more important, I guess.
Mm-mm.
You know, and like I felt really confident in my body because I'm like, I just gave birth. Like, fucking look at me. Like, I'm awesome. And like, Ned sort of felt the same way. We were just like,
I just made a baby with my balls.
Yes, you did, Ned. That's you.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You did it.
No one can take that away from you.
You did a really good job.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sex isn't just about like the physicality of it anymore. It's like you're so tired, like you're so exhausted and just like not connecting with your spouse that it becomes almost like a necessity.
Yeah. I think it in those early days where you're not sleeping very much and you have a lot of new responsibilities and you're adjusting, it would probably be very easy to let your sex life fall by the wayside. But you know, I think it's like really important to maintain that sense of intimacy and sense of connecting as a couple. And that is, you know, I feel like we almost had to like make like a scheduled, like,
Send a calendar.
We're going to have sex at this time, whether we're feeling sexy or not. We're just going to like make it happen. And
well, also because like that first time that you have sex after labor, for me at least, it was, and probably for you too, because you saw what my body went through, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you're like,
Ned, which side of the thing were you on? The
we didn't have a barrier.
There's no barrier.
There's no barrier. No.
No, yeah.
Oh, you just go. You saw the whole thing.
I saw everything.
I don't know if Jeremy could do that. I really don't. I'm really not confident that he would like A, not pass out, or B, sprint.
I appreciate these low expectations.
Yeah, the expectations are real low. Like, I'm gonna fly my parents out for sure, just in case.
That means when you like exceed expectations, that you're just gonna be just, like, my like,
look at
sexy.
I stood there for 37% of it.
I just can already picture like blood drain from face, like having a juice box in his hand to like keep the blood sugar up, and just
you got this. You got
babe,
this.
It's gonna be okay. You can do this.
The doctor leaves you to tend to me. Yeah.
We actually did have a doula who I wanted nothing to do with, like, her honey sticks and lavender.
And breathing exercises.
Yes. Yeah. But Ned was like, I'll take that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey sticks?
At one point, she got me a juice box.
Oh, like, so
it was a Gatorade.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. Electrolytes, got to keep them up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, Dad's working too.
I was sweating. Whew.
Hard work.
As Ned said, successfully birthed child.
From balls.
Yeah, from balls.
From balls.
Yeah.
from balls to child.
Right.
Like, so every time you look at Wes, you think, you came from my balls.
No.
But have you thought about it once?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
Oh my God, wait.
The fact that every time, I mean, that's happened a lot, you know, of like masturbating or whatever. Like, those are little potential babies.
Whoa,
blows your mind.
Don't ruin masturbation.
Have you ever, I was gonna say, does that ever occur to you?
It didn't used to.
Well, not until Ned went and ruined it.
I don't mean to ruin it. It's a pretty awesome thing.
Right.
You just
the
had
fact
like
that you can do that over and over 6, and over
6,000 Wesleys each time on the
floor.
Yeah,
but what
of
happens if like, you know, you should have, like, 2 or 3 rounds ago, that was the good kid. And then the time that you actually conceive, that kid sucks. But,
well, that's what they said. They just have sex all the time.
Right.
Right. So you never know which one's the good one.
Right. You never
know.
Right.
You just hope that it's the one that hit the egg.
You never know. Right. So Maggie the other day showed me this.
That's why he's having a little brother, am I right? I'm just joking.
Try number two.
So Maggie showed me this collage image that a fan made of if all of the Try Guys wives and significant others, what their kids would look like.
Saw that.
Wes,
no way.
At like 20 was the hottest of all the kids. No offense to the other children that I saw in the photos.
He's beautiful. Okay.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. Eugene and Matt's kid, next best looking.
Gorgeous.
Oh my God. Gorgeous. Gorgeous. But, Wes at whatever the depiction of that was through morphing of faces.
Wow.
Very good looking.
They did Zach and Maggie's like, daughter dirty.
They did Zach and like Maggie's
daughter. Oh, I know.
Yeah, so bad.
Everything is so bad. Oh, just look in your...
Who's the like celebrity lookalike for young Wes?
You.
Oh.
Me. Wow. You know, thank you.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Reese Witherspoon's kid?
No. Oh, yes.
Reese Witherspoon
yes.
and Ryan Phillippe had boys. And so they have like a teenage boy, and I actually looked at this morph of Wes,
your kid,
and I thought that looks just like Reese Witherspoon.
I mean, you
kid.
Have a lot of Reese Witherspoon facial.
Oh,
qualities.
There it is!
There it is!
Oh wow! Oh weird! Oh, that's young Wesley.
That's Wes.
Oh, he's handsome.
Yeah. What a stud!
Oh, he's got like handsome he's got boy. Your like sort of reddish hair.
I know. Mm. Oh my God, you're so right. Reese Witherspoon's kid.
That's
though.
Maggie's kid.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
that's
no.
tough. That's
oh,
tough.
No. That's not accurate.
I mean, they're
accurate.
Cute. They're cute. Mm-hmm. They're cute.
That's,
they're cute.
That poor girl's going through a phase.
Yeah, but your offspring definitely took the cake for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, well, young Wes is going to give you some hell. Turn 16, 17 for sure.
Oh, that. You're telling yeah. me. I mm-hmm. mean, my God, we're going to have two boys in that house.
Yeah.
I swear, we'll just the amount
introduce
of
introduce
like,
him to Uncle Jeremy. Talk about double bagging it.
Oh,
the amount of pubic hair and just like things going on. Like Ned tells me stories sometimes of him as like an adolescent, and I'm like, "You did what?
You mean my hoe phase?
No. I'm,
me as a 17 year old.
I was talking about your vacuum phase."
Mm.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
I masturbated into a vacuum one time.
Okay.
And it's not that I don't
it's
think
just experimenting,
that,
you know, you're
that's
trying
like
to
very American
trying
pie
to
of
figure
you.
Out
yeah.
Yeah. Try to figure out things that you like
Did
and didn't like it. Well, you know.
The suction was on?
Yeah, well, that was the point.
Right. Okay. Okay. I'm so surprised that didn't end in an ER trip for you.
Yeah.
I, there I are think, a lot of things yeah. that I feel like could have
yeah.
ended up in
yeah.
an
yeah.
ER
yeah.
trip.
That sounds like a physical
yeah.
trauma
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, when you're 17.
And just to confirm, wouldn't do again?
Hmm?
Wouldn't do that
no.
again?
No.
Okay.
Probably dangerous. Yeah. I mean, it's like the quote in Bridesmaids where the mom of three boys is just like, there's cum everywhere. I can't fold any of my blankets without crinkling them.
It's so true.
That's going to be us in 15 years.
Aren't
That's
you
right,
excited?
Two boys.
Yeah. A little excited, yeah. And I mean, not for the, like, you know, the cum blankets, right. but I mean, I'm excited.
Parenthood, cum blankets. They go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And Wes and I have a great time running around kicking the soccer ball. I just
oh,
imagine
yeah.
that with, like,
these kids.
Two of them.
Yeah. I mean, I have to imagine the best. You know, I have to imagine like two just
angel,
beautiful angel yeah, boys yeah. who do their homework and then they go outside and play soccer. You know,
that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going to happen. That's yeah. what's going to happen. It's not going to be them playing video games and masturbating in their
just
room.
Screaming.
And then I'm like, dinner!
And, tell them to take
and they're
off
like,
video games.
Fine!
I mean, we talk about it all the time on our podcast, just like the timeline shift of how mature and how much information is given to kids.
Right.
At,
mm-hmm.
13,
Absolutely.
12, 11, 10. I'm like, what? You know what? Oh, I did not know that. Uh-uh.
They
have limitless information at their fingertips.
Yeah. They're not going to get internet or phone. I mean, we had family computers until we were in college, right?
Us too.
Yeah.
Like, if you looked at something on the computer, you were in the middle of everything.
Well, I had dial-up, so we weren't getting very good download speed anyway, but I was a little ninja for sure. I could cover my tracks.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
I mean, like my covering my tracks just went as far as like deleting history.
I don't even think I deleted it. We were in the middle of the living room. Like,
oh.
So, I didn't even...
The screen facing, like, towards everyone.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what am I going to be? I'm like AOL chatting with my friends.
Wait till everyone goes out of the house for some reason.
And that's when the vacuum cleaner comes out.
Yeah. Vacuum cleaner. Yeah. It's just, you're still, like, in the middle of the living room.
Yeah, it's awkward.
Yeah, things are different now. Things are definitely different.
What I am so uncomfortable about is our bedroom door, like, doesn't really lock properly. And
they
every morning, Wes just, like, barges in.
They installed it incorrectly, and it doesn't have a lock.
What's going to happen if you just some evening decides, like, oh, I'd like a drink of water, and
that
walks in on us?
That was something that we thought about when we got his toddler bed, because now he can get out of his bed, he walks out of his room.
It's just gonna get worse the older
he's
he
on
gets.
The move. Our room. Yeah, he's on the move now. Well, maybe it's like one of those combination locks or whatever on the inside.
That's smart.
Maybe you just send him the calendar invite at the same time and say, this is mommy and daddy time.
Right.
Actually,
do not schedule.
Right. The old DNS.
Once again, mom and dad, do not listen to this, but I remember the first time that I saw my parents having sex.
No!
I was like 14, but my parents had this huge walk-in shower in their master bath, and the entire family used it because
it was the best shower.
It was the best shower.
Yeah.
It was a like, water pressure.
It makes so much sense at the time as a kid. Why would you use this one?
Why would you use your own shower if you could use like this enormous, like this huge shower, and all of our like bath products were in there? And so it was just obvious. So I come home from school one day, and I'm like, oh, I need to take a shower. And so I go up to my parents' room and their door is locked. And I was like, that's weird. And we had those door locks that you could, you know, you just pop them.
Pick.
And so I went and I got a mechanical pencil and I, you know, opened it up all the way. And I just went, pop.
Oh my God.
And I open up the door and I close it immediately. I was like, no, what's happening? My dad had just gotten home from a business trip. You know, it was the middle of the day.
Oh no, how old are you?
I was probably like 13, 14. It did not even occur to me that why their bedroom door was locked. It's probably the same thing. If he's gonna like try to unlock the door and he's gonna be like, why is this door locked?
Ned's gonna have like a 3 or 4 way authentication like biometric thing that like shuts down on it. Wow,
but that kid is smart. He's gonna learn to pick those locks.
Oh yeah,
immediately. Yeah.
Sometimes I'll be just going to the bathroom, just like taking a poop or whatever, and Jeremy
taking
a poop,
pick the lock,
and he'll pick the lock and be like, "Hello, what's for dinner?" Like, just open up the door.
Like, excuse me,
like, hello.
I'm just putting bad karma out into the world for when we have a kid.
I was gonna say, for you.
My only question I have is, did you acknowledge it to your parents that you saw, or was
or
it
you
never spoken
speak
of?
Speak about it.
Mm.
I honestly don't remember.
Like, what? How did they
out.
Act
She's
too?
Blocked it out.
Yeah, just
I
block
have
it out,
blocked
yeah.
it out. I don't think that they saw me. I think I don't think that they. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe they did. But it was such
a
quick.
Do you know if they have subscribed?
It was such a quick. It was such a quick. Just like I pop the lock. I open the door. I see what's going on.
Mom and dad were wrestling.
I close the door, right? I close the door, freaked out, and I never spoke of it, you know? And I don't, so I feel like my mom and I are very open with each other. So I feel like if they did see me, they would have.
It could have turned into like a sex talk or something educational. Yeah. Right, yeah.
And that's the most, like the premeditated sex talk, that's the most uncomfortable one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like. Like, isn't that they sit you down and they're like,
it's time.
Right. Isn't that all sex talk?
Yeah, that's what my sex talk
like
was.
Like I said, I haven't had the sex talk yet.
Oh,
so
wow.
I don't really know how it works.
Oh, man. Yeah, mine was very premeditated.
Mine was very
there supportive, right. supporting materials.
Mine too. I had like a, we had a book. Yeah. Yeah.
As a born again virgin, no idea.
I love that for us.
It is great. It is great. So, baby number 2 comes out. You're clear for sex, right? How, I mean, how, we talking weekly? We talking daily again?
Well, how
back in the newborn phase?
Yeah.
I feel like it was weekly.
Yeah, weekly, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe like once you pass the newborn phase, then you're, you know, back to like every other day type of thing.
But you're also just so tired.
Yeah, good for them. Yeah. Okay.
I do. You know,
I was like, holy shit, they have a kid and they're having sex every other day? Damn.
Yeah, same here.
That's something that we have discussed with friends where like some of, like, yeah. I think that you were talking to one of your friends and they were like, yeah, you know, maybe once a week or something like that. And you're like, oh, are you guys okay?
Whoa.
Like, is everything all right with your relationship? And they're like, yeah, we're great.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay.
Okay, cool, good.
Yeah. No, I'm glad to hear it.
I don't know.
I mean, I think as long as your sex drives are matched, then you're good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Back to the difference between like the first pregnancy and the second pregnancy. In the first pregnancy, I was not like emotionally, psychologically prepared for the changes that my body was going to go through, you know? And so I had these like feelings about how my body was changing and how I was getting heavier and like, you know, oh, my bump isn't cute. Like on like social media, there's all these women who
the hot mommy bloggers.
Yeah. You know? And so I had this vision of what my body was going to look like when it was pregnant and then what it actually looked like, which, you know, it's a miracle what women can do, but it's not easy when you're, you know, going through those physical changes and you don't feel sexy. Like you don't there. You.
I literally can't even imagine. Like I eat a bowl of pasta and feel bloated and look 3 months pregnant. And I'm like, don't look at me. Don't come near me. Yeah. Don't touch me with a 10-foot pole. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I genuinely think that I'm going to struggle with that.
I mean, one bowl of ramen is like a 3-day.
A 3-day. Oh my God.
Terrible.
My body has sodium. It's just not it. And I look and feel pregnant.
No.
With a ramen baby.
Nope.
No.
With a ramen baby.
I'm sure you do not.
Think you feel pregnant.
No. Don't feel pregnant. Look pregnant.
I mean, the mind is a very powerful thing. Mm. And that's can't true. Imagine just the added pressure now of not only are you pregnant, but now you have to look how you think you should look while you are pregnant.
Exactly. Okay, and with the first pregnancy, there was sort of this this like social pressure where we hadn't told anybody yet, or at least we hadn't made it like we hadn't put ourselves out there on social media. Mm-hmm. And so I am still feeling the pressure to post pictures
and to
of
look
myself
like not pregnant
and to look not pregnant.
Oh,
you know, to look like how she used to look.
Mm-hmm. And so there was
while starting to become slightly pregnant,
and
that can be very uncomfortable,
especially the first trimester or the first like half of pregnancy. It you know, in your first pregnancy especially, you don't look pregnant. You just feel icky,
right?
And you feel bloated, and it was not a good feeling for me, because you know, usually I do have a pretty good libido, and like the hormones are different and you feel nauseous. You just don't feel good, you know.
Usually in the second trimester, a lot of those kind of nausea and feelings start to like wear off. You start to look more pregnant, so you can kind of like feel it a little bit better.
But that,
that's a big difference about sex first trimester versus sex second trimester.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But this time I knew what to expect. I knew that first trimester was going to be really, you know, psychologically difficult because your body just looks different and you just don't feel good. And so you know, and Ned knew too at that point. Mm-hmm. So he's like, you know, very supportive and like, I love those sweatpants on you, babe. Like you're really rocking those, you know, like, yeah, eat the cookies. You're doing great.
I mean, she looks hot no matter what. It's true.
You're sweet.
I probably say it too much.
But you could probably say it more too. But.
You could probably say it more. You could definitely say it more. But you know, and I lowered my expectations this time. And just like found like beauty just in the fact that my body was able to do it again, you know. And part of that was the fact that we did go through a miscarriage, and so I'm like grateful that my body can do it again,
right?
You know, but the first time it all happened so fast, and we took so much for granted. We really did. I took my body for granted. You know, I was angry with my body for like changing and like doing things that I didn't want it to be doing. And, you know, there was a lot of, like, I don't know, personal just angst going on that really makes it not easy to have sex emotionally.
Yeah.
You just really can't. I could not wrap my head around it.
So it's like having a ramen baby all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, for the people that have never had a baby or aren't even thinking about it, like, how do you prep from that from both perspectives? Because I feel like Ned knocked it out of the park. Good work. But for someone who hasn't, you know, come to that space,
yeah,
like, you need a special type of support that might change hourly. What would your advice be to people who are looking that in the face, knowing that's coming up?
That's a really good question. And I think that the biggest thing for me was just having your support.
Yeah. I think it's like about keeping the lines of communication open to kind of talk about how you're feeling. Cause I don't think there's any way you can prepare for it. Like, people talk about it like, oh, we'll wait to have a baby until we're ready. Like,
right.
You're never ready.
Bitch, you are never ready.
Like,
there's no way.
Right.
It's just so, such a difference in, like, it's just a total paradigm shift in our lives.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can prepare for that. You don't even know what to prepare for.
Yeah.
And you can't just say, like, well, you know, you're going to have to get a babysitter to go out to dinner, or someone be like, okay, I can kind of understand. Like, it's just, there's so many things.
Right.
But being able to continually talk about it with each other, that was, like, the biggest thing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I think too, if there was, like, if you were feeling shitty for that first trimester too, and you don't feel good mentally, physically, and if you didn't have a supportive partner, I think that'd be super stressful too, because if you're, like, thinking about the pressure and expectation of, like, keeping a regular sex life,
oh, yeah,
even though you're not looking pregnant, like, the added stress of that, if you had someone that was, like, not, like, great sweatpants, babe, and eat those cookies.
So everyone needs a Ned Fulmer.
Well, I think that everyone just needs to have a partner that understands what you're going through.
Right.
You know, and that...
And to not, like, pressure you to do something that you're not into.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And, like, when it comes to sex, like, you have to, as a partner, you're not going to understand what they're going through. So you have to, like, you know, not like pressure them to have
sex.
Not
be like, hey, it's been 10 days.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sounds much more like EQ is way more important than IQ. It doesn't matter how many books you read on this and that.
It's like,
are you reading the room, my guy?
My guy.
Absolutely.
What do you guys imagine that it's going to be like? I mean, do you give thought to that, or, like, what do you kind of...
And we're both on the same page in the sense of, like, a kid.
So we were both only children.
Right.
So neither of us had siblings. So yeah, we both are, like, very set on the idea of one.
Really?
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about the idea of, like, I was adopted. My mother was adopted. It's just like everyone has, like, a disjointed family that worked out in the end. But, like, the thought of having a kid that is my own is very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The thought of having two kids is less exciting. Mm-hmm. But one kid for sure...
Yeah, I think we like the idea of one. And honestly, too, it might be something that's like, have one, see how it goes, see how we feel.
Yeah.
I just never want to be outnumbered. That's always been, like, my thing. Is that, like, especially even, like, having our dog Moose. It's like, if you have a moose and a child, that's a one-to-one ratio.
I can pick both of those up.
Right. Like, in an earthquake, you know, you could grab one under each arm and go. But it's like,
I'd also
then
have to grab you, too.
Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Right. That's fair.
I really
well,
did
you
terrible.
Grab Moose and the child.
Nope. Lauren
No. In an earthquake, I sit there and I freeze and I go, earthquake.
That's
and
actually
I
the
sit there.
Best thing that you can do.
No. Yeah. Jeremy was like, get under the table, yeah, get the dog and go under the table.
Well,
and
that's,
I sit
that's
there.
That's great too. But what you're not supposed to do is, like, freak out and start running.
Yeah. Right.
Apparently,
or
a lot of people
like going
do that.
Outside or like running between doorways or whatever.
Most injuries happen when you're trying to run because they're not that long.
No.
So if you're like, earthquake, and you start running across the room, you trip. Yeah.
I do a really great job of just sitting there. So I think the goal is to be an equal ratio of dependence to dependence to adults. Mm.
Mm-hmm. I am my fear with you.
Oh, good. This is really good.
I mean, Lauren's mind is very powerful and very strong, and it is her best friend or worst enemy. And that relates to physical, emotional.
I'm a big time hypochondriac and also extremely anxious. And also, I have emetophobia, which means like I'm really scared of throwing up.
Oh.
And so, like, the idea of being morning sick for the first trimester.
I was just nauseous. I actually never threw up. So, like, there are some women who, you know, have it terrible.
Right.
And they're throwing up every day. They're throwing up, you know, multiple times
daily.
Sounds
like that even the nausea would make you very uncomfortable
at the
thought that you might throw up.
There was a mushroom like that she ate 3 days ago that might have been bad. And here we are
She's
today.
She's still thinking about it.
Yeah. It was a couple Xanaxes later. It really took me a couple days to get past it.
I don't know if you can pop a Xanax. Can you pop a Xanax when you're pregnant, though?
Can you take Xanax when you're pregnant?
There are certain medications that you can take.
Okay.
So, you know, like, pregnant women kind of have to work with their doctor to make sure that they can stay on whatever they need to stay on.
Right.
And so there are certain things that you can take, but there are many things that you cannot take. There are things you can't eat. There are things you can't do.
But I'll be able to take a Xanax when she's freaking out, right?
Absolutely. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Because, like, you just did it with your balls.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Right, well, my job's done.
Your job is done. Mine is the sweatpants and the cookies.
Talk to me.
I'll be wearing the gray sweatpants, of course.
You're more like, you know.
Right, yes.
Yeah, you know, executive producing.
Right.
The rest of the pregnancy.
Executive producing.
That's a great way to put it.
Can I get talent water? Okay, got it.
Okay, just let me know if you need anything. Okay,
all right.
Okay. So good that you guys are here.
But yeah, that's the thing that scares me the most. I think that your head is a very, very, very powerful thing, and it will either make you feel beautiful and amazing that day or not.
What do you imagine, like, sex after pregnant or having a baby? What do you imagine, like,
a crime scene?
Our sex life is like?
Oh my god, Jeremy! Oh my god!
Really?
Just blood everywhere.
Just caution tape.
I'm not sure what I expect.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that we've actually thought about, just because it's like, it's more thinking about, like, we haven't even gotten there. We think about, like, having a kid and, like, how that would, like, shift everything. But I feel like we haven't even thought about that before.
Yeah. But also, how do you prepare for that?
Yeah, how do you prepare for that?
Mm.
My mom.
You
know,
we didn't.
You don't. You
right.
Don't.
I don't recall thinking about it before we had a kid. And then after, it's like,
oh, well, this is different.
Now? Yeah.
Well, welcome back.
I feel like he's staring at me from across the room.
My mom worked out her entire pregnancy while she had me. So she was like one of those buff little ladies while having like
with her like very cute little buff.
Her very like taut
volleyball
stomach.
Bump.
Yes, like
six
a little
pack
volleyball.
On top of it. Yeah.
Six pack on top. Yeah, and so she bounced back super quick. And that's not a question I feel like I would ever ask her to be like, so how was it afterwards?
Because she would probably be like, oh, it's great.
I don't think I want to know even. You know, like, I don't even know if that's like a question that I'd like to open the dialogue up to. But I do feel like her staying in like tip top physical health probably made a big difference.
Oh, absolutely.
But I mean, that helps whether you're pregnant or not. Like, our sex life is 0 to 100 when we get off the couch and actually do something physically.
When Jeremy is just like eating weed gummies and not working out.
Notice how I said we? And she goes, when Jeremy? I said we. That's okay. Hop on in.
We go through phases of who has a higher libido, and currently I would say it's mine.
Not me.
Jeremy, because of Zach, he's discovered these like weed sodas that are delicious and mostly CBD. Yeah, big fan of them. And so Jeremy and his weed gummies and his weed pops are just, it's just, he's a mush on the couch.
And you're like, hey, what's up? And he's like,
and I'm like, eh?
Yeah, Lauren, like, does that think sex tonight? Sex tonight? Yeah, for sure. Let me finish his emails. Yeah. It'll be fine. Well, but what am I hearing from you is there's nothing you can read. There's no way to fully prepare. Mm-hmm. And you're going to have
except for this podcast, of course. So
all right.
Stay tuned next week.
Like, subscribe, follow, engage with. Yeah, that makes sense. And so I know it's too early to ask, but would there ever be a third?
That's a great question. So this pregnancy has been pretty tough on my body.
Yeah.
That's another difference between first one and second one. With the first one, I felt like everything was a little bit easier. It was like tighter and I didn't have to pee as much. And, you know, I was chatting with my doctor about this and I was like, Sarah, I swear it's like It's like he's hanging lower and it's like harder to hold him up. And she's like, well, that's because your muscles haven't like come back, you know?
Right.
So now I'm thinking every time it's going to get harder and harder and harder to like bring it back or like hold it up.
But isn't it crazy what your mind's doing too? Like obviously your body, but like now your mind's like, I remember what it feels like before and it's not doing that
and
now.
It's not that.
Yeah. And you can probably just sit there and think about that too.
Yeah.
I'm scared of your mind already.
Oh yeah, me too.
I'm scared shitless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah,
I
mean, we've always talked about it as like 2 or 3 kids as our goal. So we'll kind of like see.
We'll see.
See how we feel.
You would have a
we'll
soccer team.
We'll see how
team.
Like labor goals. We could have a soccer team.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And but, I think now that it's 2 boys, that's something we talked about. We're like, oh, well, now we really do
kind
of
kind of try for a girl. But then there's a possibility. There's a good possibility.
We have 3 boys.
Add Bean in there and you're so outnumbered.
Think about how cute the Christmas photos
are. Oh my God. Just 4 little bow ties.
Can you imagine? I would be outnumbered. Like it would be
so
all boys in this house. I'd be like, go take the photo with just you guys.
So
you know, I know. I just
that everyone loves their mom.
I know.
Boys
true.
Love
boys,
their mom
boys,
so
yeah,
much.
Love their
boy,
boys
yeah,
love
yeah.
their mothers.
You'll be adored.
At that point, at that point, I'm just like
Bean.
I'm just there to provide like sustenance and. You know, it's like, we have 3 boys in the house.
I can't imagine.
4 or 5
scale.
Beans a boy. That we would have 5.
The crunchy towels that you would have in your
the
house?
The crunchy towels, the
I mean, they're just
dirt.
Called towels at that point. Because they're all crunchy.
Yeah, seriously. I would like reach for a towel when I get out of the shower and I'm just like.
Oh no. And so Wes is 3, right?
2.
He's 2, like two and, a half. And a half.
2 and a half.
Yeah.
And so 3... Starting to do the alphabet, starting to talk back,
oh,
I'm sure.
He knows his alphabet.
Oh, yeah.
He knows his numbers. I mean, he surprised us the other day.
Yeah, it's like we've been reading him these alphabet books for so long, and they suddenly just like busted out R-S-T umbrella.
That's a win in my book. Like, yeah,
so
that's a
cute.
Win.
He doesn't say you. He says like the word that he thinks it's
but
related
also
to.
Also now, if he doesn't feel like wearing his pants, he can... pull his pants off
Isn't
of his
nice?
Own volition.
There are many things that he can
you
do
gotta,
himself.
Like,
he's independent now.
You have to make it like his idea now.
And the other day, so he has gotten into LaCroix. He really
oh
likes
my God,
spicy
yeah.
water.
Spicy
that
water.
Is
and
the most city
I know.
2.5-year-old I've ever heard
and,
of.
And we keep them out in the guest house fridge. And so the other morning, Wes is just like, go get spicy water. And he opens up the back door. You guys know we have that like big, accordion door. So he opens up the back door. He pushes it. He walks outside in his PJs, no shoes. You know, he's just
boy
like.
Boy just got LaCroix all by himself.
And he goes out to the guest
I've
house.
Never been more proud.
Opens up the refrigerator out there, grabs a LaCroix, pops it. And it's just like.
Spicy.
And then on Sunday.
I mean, he could have just as easily grabbed a White Claw.
Right, of course.
Yeah, no, I put the White Claw on a higher shelf after that.
Dad of the year.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked, he did the same thing to me this morning. And like, I'm like, okay, grab the pink one. Not that one, not that one. You know,
because mommy juice.
We've got like, we've got a box of LaCroix. We've got a box of beer.
He could have. I mean, I was like, oh, are we just like. He's gonna, we're teaching him, like, sitting on the couch drinking beer, watching football is
Ned's dream.
One of daddy's favorite things to do. But it's true. It's like we were sitting on the couch drinking beer, watching football. I was wearing a Gardner Minshew 1-5 jersey. He has a little Mahomes jersey who's also 15.
So
and
then
he says,
adorable.
Daddy, Wesley 1-5? I was like, oh, you're right. We need to get your jersey. And he's like, Daddy 1-5, Wesley 1-5. I'm right. And I'm like, yes, that's right, Wesley.
That's adorable.
Equally similar players.
But now they have to be able to like know the alphabet and like write their name before they even go to like preschool and kindergarten now, right?
You know, they're
just potty training is the minimum, but
yeah.
Just, yeah.
you really don't need
don't
to do much
yourself.
Before preschool.
Got it.
We expected none of this from him at this point.
Right.
Like his job right now is to play and be naked. And be free, you know, like
that's
all
like
that,
half of my job.
All that we are asking of him is not to pee in his pants. You know, that is that is the only thing
One
that
goal.
We are asking.
Yeah. Very similar for our dog.
Right. Exactly.
Don't be on the couch.
And he's doing awesome. And then like we put up this poster the other day that had the, like the cute ABCs on it. And he walks up and he goes, RST umbrella. And we were like, he's a genius.
He's a genius.
Really? So call Harvard. Call them now. That's adorable.
Fuck Harvard.
It'll be, oh.
First F-bomb of the podcast. For the Ivy League school. Got it. I mean, that's so adorable.
Yeah.
That, like, now the little one has another one to look up to.
I know.
I'm sure he'll be like the idol.
Wait, so how does Wes, do you think he understands what's happening?
Okay, I didn't think that he did maybe 4 months ago, but now that the nursery is kind of ready, because we switched his room from the nursery to his big boy room, and we've been talking about it, and we talk about how there's a baby in there, and we talk about how we're going to take care of the baby when the baby comes. Mm-hmm. We say, this is the baby's toys. You know, these are your toys.
He said, Wesley want family.
And
shut the fuck up right now.
Daddy.
That's so cute.
he's totally grasping the concept. And there are times when like we will be looking at my belly, and he'll be like, "Wesley, read to baby."
Oh,
and I'm like,
God.
"Yeah, let's read to the baby book."
Yeah,
and he'll be like, "Wesley, kiss baby," and he'll like kiss my belly, and I'm like, "Oh, we're gonna be fine.
Yeah,
this is gonna be fine.
We're gonna be fine."
I know.
Lots to look forward to.
But like
to.
Before, he had absolutely no idea. He was like,
right.
Baby. Like, what?
But
right.
Once there's like a second bed, a second set of toys.
Exactly.
Yeah, but like that's a hard concept for a little kid to grasp. Something that doesn't, it's not able to be seen, right. Yet it exists and
right.
It's growing.
Right, right, right. And also too, like for his first instinct to be excited about it and to already love the baby, like that's so sweet.
I know, because he's not very good at sharing.
Yeah.
He's terrible at sharing.
Well, once it comes out and he's a little tyrant about it, then we'll look back and just go, that would have been sweet.
Yeah. Right now, so he and Bean are like brothers.
Oh, yeah.
They fight.
I let
like
Bean
brothers.
Out of his crate, and Wesley said, no! Bean, stay in crate! Or like Bean goes outside to poop and then comes back, and Wesley's like, Bean, stay outside!
They're so mean to each other. Like, Wes will go over to where Bean is sitting, and he'll just whack the couch, and Bean will go, and we're like, Wesley! He doesn't hit Bean, he just hits near Bean. Yeah.
Right.
And then Bean will look at him and be like,
trying to nip.
I was here first.
Yeah.
Yeah, little
we're
I
like,
am
that
the first
is Bean's
child.
Corner. Don't do that.
How many weeks?
We're at 30 weeks.
And your baby is as big as a bunch of broccoli.
Wow.
A bunch of broccoli.
Mm-hmm. The broccoli that we get is very large. I feel like
maybe organic broccoli.
Yeah, right.
Probably this
about
big.
That big.
Oh, that's big.
And your baby's brain is beginning to wrinkle. Baby's hands are fully formed and their fingernails are growing. They might even like grab their feet. And they're kicking, which definitely they are.
We definitely know
can
that.
Confirm.
Yep.
Can confirm. This one is way more active. All right. Well, thanks for that.
Yes,
and,
you're welcome.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you for being here. Be sure to check out Lauren and Jeremy's podcast, Wild Till 9, available everywhere podcasts can be found.
Yeah,
maybe
get a little bit
different subject matter. But actually, a lot of the same for this one.
A lot of the same for this one.
For sure. This one was a departure for us, I feel like.
We got in there.
So you know, if this wasn't your cup of tea, come back next week. It'll be a little different. But you know, we like having you guys on.
Well, thank you for inviting
us. I learned
us.
So much.
And I will say that the big piece is Wesley did get a feature last week in our podcast when we were talking about babies and them potentially looking a little bit more like aliens. The one exception?
Wesley.
Nanero's kid.
Oh, wow.
Wesley's cute.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's beautiful. He did have certain alien tendencies right in the very beginning,
I don't believe
though.
It.
I gotta say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys
Most
are amazing.
Most of them look like a torpedo when they come out. Yeah. All right.
Rate
us 5 stars on the podcast.
Be sure to subscribe, and we'll see you next Sunday. Bye-bye.